Bortles with time. Pumps. Here comes Watt. And he brings down Bortles in the end zone. 20 and a half on the year. The first player in NFL history.
Well, I know after spending an entire night with the Battle Red Ladies, if I don't start talking about defensive linemen and mention number 99, J.J. Watt, I'm going to be in some serious trouble. And I'm hoping to go back and meet with them in a few months. So I got to stay on their good side. But when it comes to 99, he is the best without question player. Defense, offense, special teams. He's the best player in the NFL. And you can see the impact. Even when he doesn't have a sack or he doesn't have a pressure, you can see the impact up and down the defensive line. So let's be clear. 99 is the straw stirring the drink. But he wasn't alone in 2014. That was the good news. It didn't start off that way. 99 was having some great games early on. And there were some struggles at other spots on the defensive line. And then Big Grease came, Ryan Pickett, and really solidified the middle of the defense. When Pickett arrived, Jerry Crick's play stepped up. J.J. Watt's play picked up. Jarrell Poe's play picked up. And then you had rookies. Jeffrey Pagan got involved in the mix, and I thought played very well. Tim Jamison, before he went down with the knee injury at Jacksonville, I thought was having a whale of a year. If there was a group that I sort of thought was J.J. Watt and the Pips at the beginning of the year, turned into a really solid unit led by J.J. Watt. If you catch my drift, it was a good unit that everybody learned to do his job. To me, the star is J.J. Watt. There's no question. We don't even have to debate that. But Jared Crick is taking that next step. Watt's getting the credit. Jared Crick is flying well under the radar. So is Jamison. And Pickett was great. But Jared Crick, to me, was the guy that took that next step. You wanted to see who was going to replace Antonio Smith? Jared Crick did that, and then some. Crick, Watt, Pagan, you've got some guys up front that can get things done. You get Lewis Nix back off an injury in 2014. Now you've got some depth, you've got some athleticism, and you'll see even more, I think, from this defensive line, not just 99, but from the rest of them, 93, 92, 96, if he comes back from injury. You've got a lot of ability up on that defensive line. I think 2015 is going to be a fun year to watch that unit continue to grow.